This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
So a lot of people get married and then for whatever reason, they get married a second time, mm-hmm. right? Is it bad form to say that the second spouse, yeah, that's really the love of my life?
A lot of people say that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they really don't like the first husband when they're making that comment.
Okay. But does it matter? Does it matter on how the first marriage went away?
I bet that plays into it.
They got divorced?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, yes, that's not how all marriages end.
No, I mean, it could have just fall out of love, but or it could be cheating.
No,
What?
Was it even a divorce? Because you said that's not how all marriages end.
Well, no, it's not. It's not.
Did a spouse pass?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, then that statement may be bad form. Yes.
Why?
Can't you just let it be?
Well, I just got remarried. Well, I'm getting remarried.
That, why do you need to say something like that out loud?
What do you mean? So that part's bad form to go, this is
it's unnecessary.
Because your new spouse may want to hear that.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm being serious. I don't know. I don't know why you would say it. But I mean, I get it.
Say it privately, I guess. Fine. If your partner needs that.
Don't tell anybody, but you know. Listen, I'm not glad it happened, but you know what I mean. There's this guy, right?
Yeah.
And he got married young. Dated for 4 years. Married for one.
Okay.
Right? Short. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, that's only a year. Now, unfortunately, the wife, I don't know how.
Okay.
But the wife has the wife has died. Mm. Now, here's what I can tell you about the guy. It's now 6 years later, and he is moved on. Is that the right term? Yeah. I mean, he's back on the horse, right? So he meets this new girl, and he's getting married to the new girl. 6 years later, mm-hmm. right? And listen, they were young when they got married. Why are you giving me it's not the story of my life. What are you giving me a look for?
I'm just listening attentively.
Now, when I was with the first wife, right? My mom loved her. Like, this is great. She's the best. She liked the whole family. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the spouse died.
Right.
I mean, it's tragic. I'm sorry. 6 years later, mm-hmm. he's met this new girl, totally loves her. We'll go, this is really my true love of my life. And there is part of me, I know you don't like him saying it, but you could see where the first one ends in tragedy and you would think, I could never do that again. Mm-hmm. Imagine how much you would have to love somebody to jump back in the bandwagon.
Oh, if you thought you were committed to life of solitude?
I'm able to love again. This is the true love of my life. To kind of get me over that.
Do you have
that.
To be edit so declarative it. About it?
Edit it a little bit.
Say again?
Just edit that statement a little bit.
What do you want me to say?
I like
it's
the
another.
First part.
It's
the first
another.
Part was beautiful.
Thank you.
Loves of my life.
I don't like that. Yeah, I don't like
everyone
that.
Gets a ribbon. Come on.
You can only have one true love.
Come on. Behind closed doors, I want to know which one.
But what are you supposed to say to the second one? Well, you know what? You're not really the my true love.
No, I never
you're just my other wife.
I'd be able to love again. Right. I thought but what then, you said was nice.
Thank you. And I am because I found my real true love. So anyway, that's problem one in this scenario.
That's a big problem.
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Was this written in like an announcement in the paper or something?
Anyway, the son, like I said, he's an only child, and his family loved the first wife. You know what I mean? Like, they're getting married, they're young, they have nothing but love.
Okay.
And the family loves her and became friendly with her family.
Right.
They dated for 4 years, only married for one. So now it's 6 years later. He meets his real true love, and they're getting married. And what does the mom say to the son?
What?
Can I bring the first wife's parents to the wedding?
What does the son say?
A hard no.
Oh.
Hard no.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know what the rules are there. I don't know. Like, maybe he hasn't been in touch with them since that plays into his call.
It. That's the thing. I'm not saying that he's right or wrong, but he gets to make that decision.
Yeah, it's his party. It's like Roach. That's his call.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see scenarios in which that family is there. Now, hopefully they've been prepped on what he's going to say in his vows, because that could be awkward.
Well, no, but he told his parents hard no.
No, I know, but I'm saying if you do allow them and you were then going to declare in front of all of your guests
that this is my real true love. Yeah. Well, that could be awkward to hear, I guess,
there's a lot going on with this guy.
So anyway, he said hard no.
Yeah.
Hard no. Do not bring my late wife's parents to the wedding. No, thank you.
Okay.
And again, I don't think it was said in a way of like, I don't like those people, but no, I'd rather you not bring them. And she was like, well, you know, they were kind of family to me too. And he's like, oh, I understand that. I lost a wife. Don't bring them to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, wedding day rolls around. He's there. His mom's there. Everybody's there. Guess who she brought?
Oh, no.
Yeah. The dead ex-wife's parents.
What? Uninvited, just bring him along.
She said she had to do it.
No, she didn't.
Well, no, I'm telling you what she said. She said, I had to do it. They're family.
I had to ruin my relationship with my son.
Yeah.
Son tells the mom and explains to the dead wife's parents, I asked her not to bring you guys.
Right.
But since you're here, I don't want to cause a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead and stay. Tells his mom, you need to leave.
Oh, damn.
A lot of layers.
Yeah.
By the way, the mom admits she liked the first wife better than the second wife.
Out loud?
God.
To the son.
While cupping her hands.
To the son.
Make sure I get a good echo on this.
And says, I liked the first wife better than the second wife. So he asked her to leave. So now she's got to leave. And
miss her son's wedding.
Right. Well, then the dead wife's parents just left with her. So all three of them ended up leaving.
It's probably best that they left.
Where do you start?
That's some drama.
You're messing up seating charts.
That's some drama. That's some drama.
Yeah, it is.
Was the mother offended by the original statement? Is that where this all stems from?
Was she offended by the original? Well, I think she disagreed with the statement, obviously. Whether, I mean, you have to assume she was offended. Like, how could you say that wife two is better than wife one? I really liked wife one.
But did she act out in response to his declaration?
Yeah, possibly. Possibly.
Yeah.
Because he found his real true love.
And we said it on that first layer of the onion.
And even said,
keep your mouth shut publicly.
Why can't he declare that his wife is his real true love?
As Wonder said on Twitter, for the rest of my life.
What do you mean?
Why not just say it's his true love for the rest of his life? Like,
that's
establish
a good workaround.
Periods of your...
So you can have...
Your days.
Several real true loves.
Well, that doesn't really work that way when it's written about in poetry, but... At least then it would be a little less awkward.
Than to say, well, no, I mean, all he said is, this is my real true love.
Although on The Bachelor, I mean, they've been in love with multiple people. And that is poetry in motion. We call that video.
By the way, total side note.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me what I watched on TV last night.
Bachelor in Paradise?
No.
Raw?
I watched the show I've never watched. Well, I guess I've seen clips, but I've never really sat down to watch it.
What?
The Voice.
Oh.
Okay. How many times are you going to tell us something about that show but claim you don't watch it?
I don't. Well, I don't sit down and watch it. I see it.
You see a lot of The Voice.
I see it. Jackie watches it from time to time. But you know what? They got me with Camilla.
Oh, she's good?
No, she's great.
Wow.
Yeah, she's great. Her and John Legend. You know, I love John Legend. But yeah, no, Camilla got me. Whew, I'm in. Anywho, where was I? Oh, true love.
You were mispronouncing Camila Cabello's name.
So you got that. And then but even if you're the mom and you don't like that, you can't invite the dead wife's family.
No.
Oh, that's no one's going to say, no, you can take whoever you want.
Can I ask this though? Like if you were married and you were happy when they died, would it be common to invite them to like family events? They're not family anymore though.
Yes, they are. They're still your in-laws even if the person died.
You know how Ellie feels.
I know.
About
this is how you like deny nephews and stuff.
Yeah, Ellie doesn't even care if there's kids. As we've said before, you know, they're still grandparents. No, they're not. So we don't need to relitigate that.
Yeah, no, I don't see it that way.
Okay.
I am trying to remember because this happened. It wasn't as early in her life, but this is what my mom went through as there were children too. So it's a little bit different.
Yes. Yes, it is different.
But I am thinking back. My mom, after my dad died in 94 and she remarried 6 years later in 2000.
That's the amount of years that went by.
I know. Again, there were kids. It's a different situation.
Was your dad's parents at her wedding to Bob?
They were not.
Good.
But I'm wondering.
Sorry.
So adamant.
But I'm wondering, Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry for him. If there was any consideration given to inviting them, because they remain friendly up until the two of the in-laws passed away. Yeah.
Right.
And my mom's very close. She calls my dad's sister.
Your real dad's sister.
My biological dad's sister, like the sister she never had. That's Aunt Jill. No offense to Aunt Jan. The other sister.
Not my true love sister.
You know.
Was Aunt Jill at the wedding?
How about more importantly, would she say Bob is the real love of her life?
She wouldn't say that. And Bob knows that.
It's funny, in my mind, he is. Because I have no reference to your dad. Like, to me, Bob is your dad.
Or you really got to love someone to move to a Margaritaville property.
Damn. That was uncalled for.
That's love. That's love.
That was uncalled for. See, Nancy, this is what I put up with.
No, see, but you see what I mean? Like, I, in my mind, Bob is the real true love for your mom.
Because you're basing it on, I've known Bob longer than I knew my dad.
Right. Me too.
Yes. My mom could have gone on one date with Bob,
right,
and that statement would ring true. Was my aunt
at the wedding?
Wait, who's
your aunt? This is your dad's sister.
Was my dad's sister at my mom's wedding to Bob?
No. I mean, there'd be no reason for it.
They're really close.
Yeah, he said that she feels as though that's the sister she didn't have.
Have dinner with her. I'd feel like you'd be hurting their feelings. I really do. There's part of me that feels that way.
Recently, my mom brought up, and it was for me talking to her uncomfortable, but she was discussing like plots for burials.
Jesus Christ, Tyler.
And she's like, you know, I have the space next to Dad. That's an argument Bob and I have here and there. And I'm like, yeah, I bet. That's weird.
No, I bet. Honestly, I bet they end up getting buried next to each other. Headstones that look like flip-flops. It'll be right there on property. It'll be fine.
No, isn't that there? It's just a burial at sea.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
They don't have to worry about space.
Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hello?
Is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Brooke.
Hey, Brooke, where are you calling me from?
Compton, New Jersey.
Oh, very good. Yes, baby. What can I do for you?
So my father passed away in 92.
Hold on, I'm writing.
My mother
I'm writing. I have to take notes. Dad dies in 92. Okay.
And my mother did not remarry until 2006.
Wow.
Okay. My stepfather. Yeah. And she still, even till today, in front of my stepfather, refers to my father as the love of her life.
Oh, she loved my kicking the balls.
That's the other way.
Yeah. So now that makes the new guy feel like crap. Oh, like, yeah. Oh, great.
What am I?
Well, I guess you just want me for my body.
No, number two, the rest of my life.
My stepfather is a very good man, and my mother loves him very much, and he knows she does.
Almost as much, as she loved her first husband.
Well, you know what? She knows that she'd still be married to her first husband had he not been taken.
You know what?
My father passed away very young. My mother was 28. My father was 30 when he passed.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that. But you know what? I know that this isn't going to come across great.
Just give it the old college try, though.
No, but I feel like that's a little unfair to say. I do feel like that's a little unfair to say. To say, like, if your father hadn't been taken, that they would still be married. You don't know. You really don't know that. And again, I'm not trying to blemish it or anything, but that's...
It does.
No, but I don't mean for it to. That's where I said I know that this isn't going to... But you don't know that. You don't know that. I don't know that. Like, if you were going to ask me and Jackie, are we happily married right now? We would both say yes, absolutely. Can I guarantee you 20 years from now that she and I will be married? No.
Okay.
No, I can't.
Heads up.
No, but you know what I mean? I hope we are.
So that could be a rude awakening, more so than the poop in the bed this morning.
it was worse.
No, but you can guarantee me, Diane. You and Scott will be married in 10 years. You can guarantee that. No, you can't.
Well, I guess nothing is hard and fast like that.
Thank you.
You never know what circumstances are going to come down the pike.
Could be a runaway truck. It could be infidelity. Like, you don't know. You know what I mean?
Well, if you're pointing to all those different types of scenarios, yeah, no, you can't guarantee anything.
That's what I'm saying. So to say, like, oh, if he hadn't have died, then they'd still be together now. No. You can't say that. And I know that's...
But she's eliminating the path in which he dies.
Yeah, right.
If he hadn't died. For our scenarios, you keep saying, if there's a truck, you're dead.
Right. You can still... People get divorced over other things. Or people split up. It's not always death. Sometimes they just get divorced. But you don't know. Your parents could have gotten divorced in the 16 years since he died. I wish not. But again, I can't... No, I know it's not going to sound good. But I can't.
Oh, she hung up 5 minutes ago.
I can't. No, Brooke, you're there, right? You understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm still here. I know my mother, and I just know for a fact that my mother and father would still be together. My mother commits. What if it's committed?
Okay, that's your mom. What about your dad? What about your dad? Maybe your dad was like, "Oh, she's so overcommitted. I got to get out from under this." I'm just saying, listen.
Hell of a choice. I'm going to leave.
I can't guarantee you. And again, I don't want this to come across as harsh. I can't guarantee you Kristen and Mike make it to the altar.
Elliot, what kind of hole do you want to
No, I'm saying I
now
hope
she's crying.
No, she's not. I hope they do. I had a great time with him. Oh, you weren't there. No. We had a great time with him at the party, Roach's party. However, can you guarantee that, Tyler? Guarantee it. I like the odds. I feel 99% certain they seem great together. But I can't guarantee that.
Well, now I'm just thinking about a tragic accident. That's horrible.
Not even a tragic accident.
I'd rather them fall out of love.
It could be.
I'm holding my hand up so I don't see her reaction.
By the way, we're going to be Five Finger Death Punch on Monday night. Kristen could have something catch her eye and go like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There he is.
Ivan Mooney. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know. You don't know.
She seems more like a Dave Mustaine type, though.
Could be. That's all that I'm saying.
Yeah, you said a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I know it doesn't come across well, but I mean for it to. Where am I going, Kristen? Line 3. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, Elliot, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan, yes, what can I do for you?
So I just wanted to share my story. About 4 years ago, I was getting remarried, and we invited my ex-wife and her parents to the reception because at the time we wanted our seven-year-old daughter to know that life wasn't changing for her, that everybody was still going to be there for her. And now, like last year, we all got together for Christmas. So, having ex-in-laws there is not necessarily a bad thing for everybody.
So your first wife didn't die. You just got divorced.
No. We just got divorced, yeah. And it was a nasty divorce. But we still invited them to the wedding.
Okay.
So her mom and her grandparents are there for her dad's new life.
Right. But... Yep. You know what? That's good.
you stopped him in his tracks.
No. You know what? Can I be real honest with you? Can I tell you why I don't like that? If I'm being real, and I'm glad it works for you now, but sure. the can I tell you why I don't like it? I don't want you to get mad. Again, this is not going to come off good, and I don't mean for it to come off bad. So you told your daughter,
okay, go ahead.
Nothing is changing for you except the fact that now you got a new mommy. Not a mom, like a stepmommy, and mommy and daddy aren't together. Like a lot has changed for the kid. A lot has changed.
We didn't want her to feel like she had to pick sides.
Well, that
there was new mommy and old mommy.
Well, she doesn't have to.
We
pick
wanted
sides.
Her to understand that everybody loved her, and she still had a big village.
Right. We gave you more. We gave you more. Mommy and daddy hate each other, but we gave you more. Can I ask you this? Like, even if that was the case and you invited your ex-old lady, why'd you invite the in-laws? They hate you.
Grandparents.
Yeah.
Because, no, actually, the in-laws and I always got along.
Oh.
And they are a huge part of her life as well.
All right. Well, you know what? I mean,
it was important to us that she saw everybody together.
Good. No, that's great. That's great. That's awesome. That's awesome. How old is she now? Is she still seven?
She's 11.
Oh.
Okay. All right. No, you know what? I'm good with it. Hey, can I ask you this? This new lady that you're married to? Yes or no? She's the real love of your life.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. All right, very good. Why is it okay to... Thank you, sir.
Because his ex didn't die.
Yeah.
You could still love somebody more.
But there is a difference. We explained that to you 20 minutes ago.
Listen to this email.
Go ahead.
My first husband and I divorced a year before he had a heart attack at 36.
Wait, so, okay, there's a woman.
Yes.
Husband dies at 36, heart attack.
Right. And they had divorced a year prior to that.
Right.
She says, fast forward 6 years, second husband and I got married. My first mother-in-law sat with my mom at the wedding. Ooh. My daughters and I spent the night before the wedding with mother-in-law number one. She says, I consider her to be my mother-in-law. I can't stand monster-in-law number two, and I haven't talked to her in 7 years.
But they were already divorced.
Second husband, love of my life.
There you go. Thank you. But they were already divorced before he plots.
Right.
Yeah.
But still very, very,
very close
tight
with
the
family.
Mom.
Very close with the family.
Well, I know how you feel about that, Elliot.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Scorched earth.
Scorched earth. You like it because it's like, that's my policy. It's easy. Scorched earth.
Line four, I'll go quick. Hi, Elliot, in the morning.
Hey, I totally understand doing stuff for kids, you know, like, have been there if it's like they're
but
old.
But I'm always the one that says don't do anything for your kids.
She was seven.
No.
But he may pivot here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, exactly. So, say if it's your daughter, okay, and you want her to understand, hey, mommy and daddy don't get along. We had to go our separate ways, whatever it may be. Yeah, but if mommy died, then no, cut it off. You know what I mean? Like, I understand, you know, well, the grandparents, yeah, they could be there. But don't invite the grandparents, the old in-laws, to the new wedding.
No.
Like, no, that's,
Yeah.
That, no, that's like wrong.
Doesn't it make the new in-laws feel horrible? Like they're not good enough that I got to have like another set?
That's how you see it.
This is like when they bring in the old PD for the summer festival he or she ran for a few years because the company is just not certain the new one can handle the gig.
Yes, exactly. You don't want that. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, sir. Very good. Thank you, my friend. All right. I got it. Oh, yes. Go ahead, Tyler.
Sun Devil's wondering why no one pointed out when you won down the widow.
When did I won down the widow?
Are we just so used to it now? It just happens.
Wait, which widow?
Which one do you think you won down?
Yeah, no, wait. The woman that I was talking to?
Maybe the mother.
How did I won down her?
And then Logan says, Elliot sounds like Kyle Shanahan. I can't guarantee that anybody in the world will be alive Sunday, so I can't guarantee who will be on our roster.
Well done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. On We Can Do Hard Things, my wife Abby, my sister Amanda, and I talk honestly about the hard parts of life. Join us and guests like Michelle Obama, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Brené Brown as we have refreshingly honest conversations. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday, so listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.